Have you ever had that aha moment of realization when you suddenly think the political party that I voted for several elections really doesn't represent my views very well?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it an aha moment. It was more a like OMG moment or worse.
Yes, if you've had that, then you really do need to do a political compass.
Yeah, g'day, I'm Simon Ewing-Jarvie.
And I'm Heather Roy.
Today we're talking about the political compass. Now, this podcast follows directly on from podcast 3, which is on the political spectrum. So they're kind of linked. If you haven't done the political spectrum podcast, I suggest you go back and have a listen to that first. But if you've got to carry on here, by all means, welcome. So Heather, what exactly is a political compass?
Well, it's a little quiz that you can take to show where you lie on the political spectrum. So most of them look at economic issues and they look at personal issues, things that you might feel strongly about one way or another. And then you can plot yourself on the political spectrum graph that we used in the last podcast, the political spectrum one. And it gives you a much better feel for what party and what ideas you align with.
Right, so is there any one particular political compass?
If you Google political compass, you'll find dozens of them. Some of them are very simple, and this is the one that we use to, by way of example, but some of them are really quite detailed, and you might get sort of 50 or 60 questions on each of these areas. So the more detailed, the more you drill down, and the more accurate the answer will be for you. But there's nothing wrong with the quick ones either that give you just an overview.
Yeah, and I guess it pays to make sure you've got a generic Western democracy quiz rather than, say, trying to decide whether you're a Republican or a Democrat.
That's right. There's plenty made for the New Zealand setting.
Cool. So we've got a short one. It's only 10 questions, and it's about as short as it gets.
That's right. It's called the 5-Minute Political Compass Quiz. So I'm going to ask Simon 5 questions about the economy, and then he's going to ask me 5 about personal issues. So let's start with economic ones. Simon, just thinking for yourself, do you believe there should be no government handout to business and therefore an end to corporate welfare?
I absolutely agree with that.
Okay. Next question. International free trade is better than tariffs?
Absolutely agree with that.
Okay. Next one. Should we replace government pensions and welfare with private superannuation accounts and private charity?
I'm a maybe on that. I think there's a case for both in the mix.
Okay. Next one. Government should adopt more flexible immigration policies to boost New Zealand's population and economy.
Yep. We're too small and growing at too low rates. I absolutely agree we need to bring in some talent from overseas.
Okay. And last question for you. Should we cut taxes and government spending by 50% or more?
My instinct is to say agree, but the devil's in the detail with that one, so I'm going to say maybe.
Okay, so out of your 5 questions, you've got 3 strongly agrees and 2 maybes.
Okay. Okay. Do you want to try the personal questions?
Yes.
Number 1, government should not censor speech, media or internet.
I absolutely agree with that.
Great. Number 2, military service should be voluntary. There should be no conscription.
Yes, I agree with that too.
Number 3, there should be no laws regarding sex for consenting adults in private.
Yes, I agree with that statement. I think that what people do in the privacy of their own home, as long as it's not harming anybody else, should be a freedom that people have.
Okay. Number 4, government should decriminalise adult possession and use of drugs.
Yes, I'm going to agree on that because I'm more at that end of the spectrum. There's the odd case where perhaps I don't, but I think by and large, we've created a lot of crime in areas that we didn't need to because of drug possession.
Okay, last question. There should be no compulsory New Zealand identity card.
I'm going to put myself down as a maybe for that one. I do believe that there are significant advantages to having an identity card or an identity number, but there are some privacy concerns around that. I don't think we're there yet, so I'm a maybe.
So that was, what, 4 agrees and a maybe. Yeah. So that puts you strongly up the liberal end of the personal issues scale. And it put me strongly on the free market end of the economic scale.
That's right.
I guess, unsurprisingly, we end up in the upper right, which is where we used to practice and trade in politics.
That's exactly right. And to absolutely be able to plot our space on the political spectrum, we'd have to do the other questions for each other too.
Yep.
But that gives people an idea.
Cool. So if you want to find out where you lie on the political compass and then compare that against the position of parties in the election, you can, as Heather was saying before, get onto the internet, find a political compass, a set of questions, and plot yourself. Okay, well, that's it from us today. If you would like to send us some, your questions to cover in future podcasts, please get onto the contacts page at our website, talkpoint.co.nz. That's T-O-R-Q-U-E point. And you can also find us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and so on. I'm Simon Ewing-Jarvie.
And I'm Heather Roy.
Talk to you later.